On Tuesday night, you'll be logging on to do the 2016 census, and you've probably already received your secret census password in the mail. I got mine this week. But the fact that the census this year will be, for the most part, done online, coupled with the announcement that the ABS will be keeping your data for longer than usual, has certainly raised concerns about just how safe your data is. So much so that there is a hashtag census fail on Twitter. And last week we spoke to Carolyn Deans, the Queensland director of the census. She'll also be joining us tomorrow at Homeless Connect because there's a very interesting synergy there. But here's some of what she had to say.
It's really important to collect information from everyone in Australia in the census. The last one was in 2011, and no doubt things have changed in the last 5 years. We have always asked for names and addresses. This is the 17th census, and since the first one in 1911, we have collected names and addresses. And what we find is that across all those censuses, people do willingly provide their names and addresses. So there's nothing new in that this year. What is new is that we will be keeping the names and addresses for a little bit longer. We'll be keeping it for 4 years. That's so that we can use census data to combine it with other data to enrich the value of that data. Now, what we do, I must stress this, is that we don't keep your name and address alongside your census information. We receive the name and address in, and from that name and address, we create a unique code that's based on those variables and also, you know, things like maybe sex or age to be a code. And that's the code that's assigned to your data. It's your name and address is then stripped away and locked away somewhere else entirely. It's critical that we ensure that the Australian public trust us with their information. And so these principles, this is called the separation principle, that the name and address is locked away somewhere else. You've then got a unique code, and it's that code that is able to be linked to your census data. And what we can do with that code is take other data from other sources.
So do you feel better about the way that the ABS is storing your data? Should we be concerned about our privacy? Stilgarian is a technology journalist. He's written an article on this very subject this week. Hello, Stilgarian.
Good morning, Nicole.
How concerned should we be?
I think we should always be concerned about privacy issues, whether we're giving information to commercial operators or to the government or to anyone, really. But I think we need to sort of not get too immediately paranoid about it, but step back and go, look, what is the perspective, here? And personally, and I do stress this is personally, I find giving data to the in the census to the Bureau of Statistics is less of a worry than some of the other things that might happen.
Such as?
Well, I think what the key thing is that the Bureau of Statistics has a very strong secrecy provision in its legislation. So whereas their spokesperson before just said they can pull in data from elsewhere and match to their records, that data then can't go back out to other sections of the government. Whereas something like giving you details to Centrelink, to the tax office, and various other agencies, that can be cross-matched. Now, people do worry about the government, I think, because, well, it's the government, it's big and nasty and evil, or so they imagine. And looking,
but also, we've had so many IT problems, especially in Queensland with computer systems.
Oh, yes, Queensland has been a bit of a basket case in that regard, if I can put it that bluntly.
Well, payroll for health workers. Only this morning I was speaking to the Electoral Commission of Queensland, who was saying, oh, yeah, we had this outdated system, so this apparent failure to vote notice has been sent out to possibly more than 80,000 people, but we've corrected it, but it was a mistake and a bungle and it was big and we're sorry. But if that can happen at that level, what's to say it won't happen at this level?
Nothing. Sorry to be so.
And there ends the interview, and I'm just going to feel very sad right now. But the look at the strategy that they've done. They've got name and addresses, and they're keeping that away from the rest of your census information. There's a unique code involved. I don't fully get how people hack into systems and what they can match up with what if something's separated. But is that how protective is that strategy?
That's, if it's implemented correctly, that is actually a good way of doing things, because it's the same sort of mathematics that is used to protect your passwords online. The problem is that sometimes organisations get that wrong. I would expect that the Bureau of Stats gets it right more often than wrong. The Australian National Audit Office keeps an eye on this sort of thing. And when it comes to their defence against external attacks from hacking, the audit done a couple of years ago had the Bureau of Stats up there with Department of Human Services, that is Centrelink, DFAT and the Tax Office. So on internally secure, stopping their own people making mistakes or lifting data, they were not quite as good as those organisations, but my understanding is that they have improved a bit over the last couple of years. So,
from stopping an internal attack.
Sorry?
Are you referring to an internal hack, as in someone within the ABS doing something they shouldn't do?
Yeah, they weren't as well protected as some of the other agencies a couple of years ago. And indeed, last year, two ABS employees were chucked in jail for 7 years because they were using unpublished economic data in an insider trading scam.
Right. Okay. Still not feeling better about this. But as you say, if you put it in context, the Australian Bureau of Statistics is doing okay on this front.
Yeah, look, on the scale. Compared to some of the other big hacks, people might know of the American Office of Personnel Management, which was breached, it is believed, by China, and all of the data corresponding to every employee for the last however many years who'd worked for the US government, including the data on their security clearance forms, went off somewhere, as I say, believed to be China. But the Office of Personnel Management had been failing to implement security recommendations from the audit for years, whereas the Bureau of Stats is much better behaved in that regard.
Technology journalist Still Garian on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast addressing concerns that have been turned into a hashtag, hashtag census fail, with many people worried because they're putting their census data online that it could be used for evil and they're information is not protected as much as it should be. What about concerns, Stilgarian, that census field officers will be using apps on their personal mobile phones?
That is a bit of a worry because an app running on a phone by definition can be looked at by the software on the phone itself, its operating system. But in terms of an attacker wanting to subvert the census or wanting to steal the data, it's not actually a very effective strategy to try and pick off census forms one by one as they're being filled in. So I'm not so worried about that. I'm not so worried about people worried about security in their web browsers.
Is it not a bit strange, though, that the ABS are letting people use their personal mobiles? Does that... or is that just me? Probably just me.
Look, I personally wouldn't have done that if I were running it. But then I'd look at the budgetary issues and realise that, it's going to cost a lot of money otherwise, because there are 38,000 census employees having to go around door to door. And they're obviously only temporary employees. So 38,000 smartphones adds roughly, $30 million to the cost of doing the census.
Okay, that is a bit of an impost to the budget, one would suggest there, Stilgarian. But look, overall, we shouldn't be too worried. I guess my biggest fear is identity theft, and I think that's what most people are concerned about. What's your response to that?
Yeah, the identity theft issue means that someone is, again, getting into the Bureau of Stats systems and either stealing data one at a time or stealing data en masse. We come back to the same thing. The Bureau of Stats is up there with roughly the same security as Centrelink and as the Tax Office. So if you're happy filling in your tax return, which has your name, address, date and birth, if you're happy applying for Centrelink, which has your name, address and date of birth, And both those organisations have your bank details as well, then they are actually more of a worry for identity theft than the Bureau of Stats. Now, there's two things I'd like to add in that. One is very briefly, to steal someone's identity, you actually just need their name and address and camp outside their mailbox for a couple of weeks and steal their mail. So you don't need to go to this much trouble. The other thing is, I think it's more the long-term issues. The ABS has changed the rules here without kind of keeping us in the loop. So, you know, we're naturally getting suspicious. We do give information to commercial organisations and to other government departments. But Census Night is a bit different. We're there with a pen writing all this personal information on a piece of paper or typing it into a government computer. So it raises our hackles, and I think rightly so, because history has shown that governments, when they turn bad, can use this data against us.
So what about the way that the ABC has handled... the ABC, let me say that again. The ABS has handled concerns. Could it have done that better?
Personally, I think they could have done it a lot better. They've been dismissing concerns. They've been watching their Twitter account and saying, oh, we have excellent security. Your data is always safe and secure with us. Now, always, they can't guarantee that. No one can guarantee that. And one of the more amusing lines that I saw in one of their tweets was reassuring someone, no, we don't collect information on your sexual orientation, but we do ask for your relationship with other people in the household. And it will, hang on.
Fine line, very fine line.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. There wasn't really a good public consultation process on this. They've been waving how wonderful this will be and allow them to do much better research and help them provide better statistics. And that's true. It's all a bit jolly and hand-waving for my liking.
A bit more information. We're too savvy. Collectively, we are too savvy about what can go wrong. Many of us have been stung in our own special ways. As you say, being on the front foot and addressing those concerns might have just put people a little bit more at ease. But as always, still, Gary, and thank you for being the voice of reason. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No. Well, we don't have much, but we have you still, Gary. It's 22 past 10.